You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
That's right. Hour number two of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. The Truth is the home of Marquette University High School Hilltoppers football. We have a huge round three playoff matchup as the Marquette Hilltoppers look to keep their playoff journey alive as they host the Bayport Pirates. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock this Friday night. High school sports on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all.
Dude, you sound like Twister. You was dropping a bar. You was like, blah, 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 blah. That was dope. I think you broke Twister's bro. Yeah, you was like, 101%. Okay, Telly, drop the bar.
Hey, man, it's 8 o'clock. I think, I had an hour to get my brain and my mouth, everything warmed up. But thank you. Thank you. And we've been getting a lot of engagement from Truth Nation. Keep it coming, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. We love all the smoke we're getting on our talking text line, our YouTube message board, and let's go back to our phone lines. June, thanks for holding. You are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Hi, good morning, DT and Telly. So basically, I agree with what the previous callers said. Now, no disrespect to Pat, but as they were saying, that's just thinking about how and why we should vote, just thinking about all the people that died, you know, just that we could vote. I understand what she's saying, but let me ask you this. Do you think that Kamala Harris has to apologize for being successful? Donald Trump actually called her a b-. Okay, so I'm thinking, like, how is that somebody that you're resonating with? How? I'm trying to wrap my head around all the things that this man, negative things that he said about this intelligent black woman who actually did put out plans for people to follow. You know, she did the things that they were asking her, and they still didn't vote for her. So it didn't matter. But for Pat to say that she did not vote because she couldn't resonate with her, I'm just trying to wrap my head around everything that everybody is saying. And I'm just going to continue to listen. And thank you guys for listening to me.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you for your call, and thank you for sharing your thoughts and your feelings.
Yeah. Thank you, June. We appreciate
it. Bye, guys.
Yeah. All right. Take care. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we obviously can't speak for Pat, so Pat would have to address that from her lens, because I don't speak on behalf of other adults. But we do have another caller. Telly, am I correct?
Yes, you are
correct.
Going
up today.
It is David. David, you are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a great fan of the show. I'm also a first-time caller.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You got to do it more often.
Yeah, for sure. I was just kind of calling because I wanted to respond to the young lady that called and said that she voted for Trump. And please forgive me for what I'm about to say, but, you know.
As long as it's not a curse word.
No cursing. I just wanted to say that, you know, it seems like a young lady that sounds like, you know, she's from the hood who voted for Trump because I don't know if she wants to improve things in their community. I'll tell you how he's going to improve the things in the community. He's going to hurt the people that are struggling the most amongst us black people. He's going to get the ones that are dependent on government assistance. He's going to get the ones that are living in our community that say they want a stronger. She said something about somebody shooting in her aunt's house or whatever. They're going to increase the police in our neighborhoods, and those police will have total immunity. And if she does not understand that, that means that they can kill and beat with impunity. They will be able to do what they want in our community. It will be an occupying force more than what they are now. And that's what we got to look for in a Trump presidency, because this man is clearly a racist. I know y'all were saying it yesterday that you wouldn't say it, but I said he's a racist. He has people that hang around him who are white nationalists. Elon Musk clearly is also a white nationalist. And even what you guys were saying this morning about people voting for Trump because they want to make sure that the white race is maintained. You know, we should know the deal. And it's sad because it seems like if she would have did a little bit of research, just a little bit of research, she would have been able to find that out. So,
yeah.
I just, like I said, I don't mean to offend anybody with that, talking like that, but it's our poor that are going to be hurt by this man because they don't care about the poor. They don't. That's all I wanted to say, man. Love the show. Love the show.
Thank you so much, David. We appreciate it. And DT, I wanted to say this real quick because Pat has sparked a lot of stuff, and we normally don't do this, you know, in terms of double dipping. But so much has been said to Pat. Yes,
well,
Pat is back on the line.
Let me just say this before we take Pat. I got to say this. Number one, David, thank you for listening and thank you for calling. Pat never said she voted for Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
She said she didn't vote. Let me clarify that.
Yes.
And then also, David, if you could, because I'm curious to understand. When you say she sounds like she's from the hood, that is not healthy to tell somebody based on how they sound that they sound like they're from the hood. That's something that racist white people would say.
Yeah.
So I'm curious as to understand what sounding from the hood means. All right, Pat, thank you for calling back. Pat, to Telly's point, you got a lot of folks that want to hear from you,
yes.
So I'm going to drop the mic. You got the mic, Pat.
I know.
It's all you.
I know. I had to call back because, first of all, let me get uneducated together. When I say uneducated, I mean someone without a degree. I don't mean anybody that's dumb. And when I look at Detroit, those were not people with degrees when they worked for Ford and General Motors. Those were hardworking people who were far from dumb. We don't have those type of jobs. We don't have A.O. Smith in Milwaukee anymore. Those are the type of things I'm talking about as far as uneducated people. So if we have all educated people, who's going to make your cars? Who's going to take out your garbage? Who's going to, those are the people. I'm talking about garbage, man. I'm talking about having money to support these people to keep those things running. And our educated people don't keep the world running. People with degrees don't keep the world running. Hardworking people do, number one. That's what I want to say about educating. I'm not saying anybody's ignorant or dumb. And then secondly, I am from the hood. That's where I was born and raised. And I did say that I have broken generational curses with my children. I have a fireman that's my son. My other son has a master's degree. My other daughter, my other son's going to school to fix trucks, diesel trucks. And then my daughter is going to school to be a journalist. So as far as being educated, I'm for everybody getting their education. Nobody needs to apologize for educating themselves. But I am saying hardworking people deserve to have money, get paid a wage that produces these type of people. I'm not on any kind of services. I work. So at the end of the day, when y'all say uneducated, I'm very educated. I'm very versed in what's happening. I watched the interviews with Kamala and with Trump. And at the end of the day, Obama, when he was in office, he was supposed to save these industries for hardworking people. And you see what happened with that. Let's stop playing like I don't know what I'm talking about, because I do. And I understand what I'm talking about, because you could tell by the fruit that I bear. I'm the tree that bear the fruit. You understand what I'm saying? So I love all y'all.
I hear you.
But get off of that. Somebody's dumb and uneducated, because that's not at all what I was saying. I was just saying I should have said hardworking people without a degree, if that makes you educated folks feel better. Have a great day.
Thank you, Pat.
Well, she cleared that up.
Very clear. Crystal clear. You know, Telly, before we play an excerpt from Madam Vice President's address yesterday to the nation after she conceded to President-elect Donald Trump, as I was saying to Telly during the break, this to me feels like one of the most divisive elections. Like, we're not new to presidential elections, but for some reason, these past two, I would even say maybe even the past three, but especially this most recent 2024 election has amplified just this division. You know, Telly, yesterday after the show, it was funny. Because Telly, you and Ricky know how I get down. Somebody on the YouTube message board said, Denise is going to get in her car and start crying. No, brother. Denise got off this show and went back to her team and started making money. So I was having a team meeting with four of my team members, and I asked them, Telly, what do you need from me? Do you need a day off? Do you need time to just process whatever you're feeling? Three of the four of my value team members were like, we're good. One of my other team members, who happens to be a Black woman, wife, mother of two children under the age of five, she said, I don't necessarily need a day off, but I need to get some things off of my chest. And so I was like, here, sis, this is your time. We're listening to you. We support you. We got you. So she expressed herself for a good 5 minutes. And I asked her, I said, do you want me to say anything, or do you want me to just listen? And she said, no, I feel much better. I just need somebody to listen. And then we went on our business. And I'm bringing that up because how people are responding to the outcome of this election is their truth. And if you don't agree, or if you agree, you can't persecute, or because all this divisiveness, that's exactly what that man in that interview that we heard earlier, that's what they want us to do. And so the first thing that we as Black people should consider is all this resentment that we have towards another, this self-hatred, just constantly just being angry while everybody else is going about their business. Mm-hmm. President Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris, President Biden, at the end of the day, I know who I serve. I know who I give merit to, and I know who's got my back. And it ain't one man. In the words of my grandmother, Agatha Schroeder, who passed away at the age of 106, man didn't give it to you, man can't take it away from you. So with that being said, if you did not hear Madam Vice President's address to the nation yesterday, we're going to play an excerpt now as she conceded the election to President-elect Donald J. Trump. Check this out.
The fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results. That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny. And anyone who seeks the public trust must honor it. At the same time, in our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States. And loyalty to our conscience and to our God. My allegiance to all three is why I am here to say, while I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign. The fight for freedom, for opportunity, for fairness, and the dignity of all people. A fight for the ideals at the heart of our nation, the ideals that reflect America at our best. That is a fight I will never give up.
Reaction.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely a good concession speech. And I mean, because you had a lot of people, as you gazed the crowd, that were very emotional. We talked about that before the show started, that you had a lot of people just bawling and crying and just feeling really sad that the results are the way they are. But I think she, you know, as gracefully as she ran her campaign, that was just as graceful of a concession speech. I think that, you know, from beginning to end, she ran a tight campaign, and that was just a completion of it. And it's just not the completion order, you know, end result that, you know, many wanted. But I think overall, it was classy and it was graceful.
I agree. And kudos to Madam Vice President Harris for conceding.
Right? We didn't see that 4 years
ago. You feel what I'm saying? Like, because, yeah.
You know what, DT? You know the type of person I am. You've been around me for a very long time, and you know it doesn't, you know, typically I am going to, you know, take the high road. But I think, like, that statement that Michelle Obama made, that doesn't have to apply across the board, meaning, you know, when they go low, you go high. Because I just, for one moment, I would just want Donald Trump to see how it feels to not have a peaceful transfer of power. Like, what if Joe Biden got in his plane and left, you know, before the inauguration? That was just so freaking classless. And when Madam Vice President Harris called Donald Trump to congratulate him, and, you know, there were reports that said, oh, Trump was very graceful. I mean, of course you're a graceful winner. I mean, we clearly saw he's not a graceful loser. And so he was like, oh, you ran a great race and this, that, and the other. Of course it's great. I mean, it's okay to say nice things about her now. But, yeah. Anyway.
I hear you.
She did her thing, to, in my opinion, from beginning to end. And she ended it, you know, on a strong and professional note. Because there's no doubt in my mind that, do you think she wanted to make that call? Do you think she wanted to call somebody who has called her out of her name, has said so many crazy things about her? No, she didn't want to do that.
No, I'm with you. And quite frankly, it speaks volumes in terms of her ability to look at the big picture. So kudos to her for that. And I mean, again, it's proper procedure anyway. I mean, we've never had in previous presidential elections prior to Trump being on the ballot where, well, no, I take that back, because I know Al Gore, he was like, I ain't conceding to Bush. That took a while. So, yeah, he wasn't the first. All right, y'all, we got to take a break. We come back. We're going to continue to hear from you. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line. We have been talking about, now that the general election is over and the outcome is former President Donald Trump will be the 47th president of the United States, what's next? And black folks, what does the Democratic Party need to do? Because
that's the bigger question.
We'll be back, y'all. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
What's going on, Truth Nation? Happy Friday Eve. You know, Telly, it's Friday Junior. It's Friday Junior.
That's right. Almost home. One more day.
And my cousin, she's literally on her way. She's flying in from Toronto to visit me here in Dallas. And so let me see, if I'm 48, she is 16 years younger than me. So what is that, 32?
No, that sounds like she going to have a lot of energy and you going to be trying to keep up. That's what that sounds like to me. I told her too.
I said, so what do you want to do? Because she was like, I would love to go to a Mavs game. I was like, okay, bet. Because when she's here, the Mavs are playing tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But I told her, we probably should do pregame, because postgame, your cuz is ready to go night-night.
Hey, I was about to say, you might be taking an Uber where you want to go, because I'm going to be going home.
Telly, I was like, are you sure you want to hang out with me? Because Telly, please remind the folks what club we are a member of. We founded
the 9 p.m. club, because, and that doesn't change, because the day says Saturday.
Wait a minute. What'd you say, Telly? Even if it's daylight savings time.
Right. It's still 9 o'clock.
It's still. Or wait a minute. Daylight savings time. And then what's the other thing that we do when we spring forward and we move our clocks up?
Yeah, spring forward. Yeah.
Is it still?
Yeah, spring forward.
Either
yeah.
one of those, it's right. still 9 p.m.
No, it's so funny. You'd be like, oh, man, I'm so excited that you're coming down here. So do you know anybody else down here? Like, like, do you have some other friends, some nighttime friends? Because I'm your daytime cuz.
What'd you say, daytime?
I ain't your nighttime cuz or not.
I'm your daytime. There's perimeters in this relationship. I'm your daytime cousin. Once that clock hit 9 o'clock,
you got
to find
somebody
your
else.
Nighttime cousins.
<You decide. laughs>
Look, you joking, but we do actually have a cousin who lives here as well.
Oh, okay.
And he's her age. So I was like, yeah, you may want
to
holler.
Yeah, go turn up. Yeah. He going to tell you where to go.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You got to laugh to keep from crying. All right, y'all. This is the best morning show on planet Earth, and we have been talking about after the outcome of the general election. It is clear that black voters, and even those that are black folks that didn't vote, we got some eyebrows raised when it comes to the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And
not
so,
a slam dunk anymore. Not
no.
a slam dunk. Mm-mm.
It is not a slam dunk. And, you know, we had a lot of conversations about both Trump and Harris's agenda for black Americans in this country. What was it? What are the policies that you're going to put into place? And quite frankly, now that we know who's going to be the 47th president of the United States, should we be having the conversations more about what's our agenda? What are we going to do? What are we going to lead? And why did so many black people shift their votes and vote for president-elect Donald Trump? These are real questions.
Mm-hmm. And if it's just based off of just one thing that, I mean, the common thing we've heard, DT, I know you've heard it and I know I've heard it, is the economy. So I really want to, of course, we all want a better economy, but I just want to see in the upcoming days and months and years if he is going to be able to do what everyone has put all their faith in him doing. And that's making this the best economy we've ever seen. So we're going to see.
We're going to see. And, you know, I am still, and I'll use the word, I am still disappointed. But I am learning to accept this as a reality. The millions of women who claimed that they were ready to experience and witness this history-making moment. You had the first chance when Hillary Clinton, Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton, ran for president back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do we have a woman on the ballot and you have all these women? I'm with her. I'm voting for her. And then when the numbers come out, the data comes out, you see where it was a chance to make history. And I'm not saying that that should be the most important or deciding factor. But when you see the numbers of the millions of women who verbally said, I'm with her,
mm-hmm.
that went into the polls behind the curtain.
It ain't matching up. It ain't matching up.
I'm like.
Yeah.
So basically, I know, and you know, Tamar Braxton, she on her social media, she created a song. And it was called America is a Lie. And she just went on, la, 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 la. You know, her personality is.
Yeah.
But it provokes a very valid question.
Mm-hmm.
We are obviously not ready as Americans to elect a woman to be president. We can't say black because we've had a black president. But we, whether white or black woman, this country has spoken and said, we ain't ready yet. So does that mean that we discourage women? Because I know some people, no. You can be anything that you want to be. I hear you. But what, when you constantly have young girls who are witnessing women, educated women who've had a trajectory of political science, government, law enforcement, etc. Raise half, like, she raised $500 million in like 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it still wasn't enough for women. I'm not even talking about the men. The women still were like, nah, I'm gonna vote for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That alone is like, how? How did we get here? And I'm asking in a very ignorant, I do not have the answer. It's not a rhetorical question.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I can. I don't have the answer either.
833-212-1017. Yes, you got the answer. Please let us know.
Yeah. LT hit us up on our talking text line and said there are a lot of black people who are happy becomes successful. There are a lot of. Yeah, you might have to retype that, brother. There are a lot of black people who happy become successful business person. It is possible they feel with Donald Trump they can make more money and keep it. That's the funniest thing to me that it's so mind-boggling because people refer to him as a successful business person. More often than not, he can get the deal done. He's great in business. He's great in real estate. He has 6 bankruptcies. So how is 6 bankruptcies and successful business person the same person?
Well, I'll say this, Telly, and I'm not condoning, you know, bankruptcy as the way to go, but it is a very common practice in the business world.
6 of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
No, I'm being dead serious. Yeah, it is a very common practice.
I'm just saying, like, to me, that just doesn't say... That doesn't scream successful business person when you've heard about the casinos and all the things that have come, Trump University and all of these things that have come and failed miserably. But you're constantly saying he's a successful business person.
You may remind you on how common this is. You can go to the Business Journal, the Milwaukee Business Journal. You can go to the Journal Sentinel. You could even go to our local black newspapers. And there is a section, and I know most people, we don't go to the news to see who filed bankruptcy. But let me remind you, Telly, you have pages every day of public records where people file bankruptcy.
Wow.
From a business standpoint alone.
Wow.
It is a very common practice.
Yeah.
Because in this country, millionaires and billionaires can accumulate debt. And I'm talking about hundreds of millions of debt. And then get threatened to where it's like, okay, I'll just file bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
It is a very common practice. So I say all that to say a lot of people that voted for Trump, that wasn't even a factor.
Nah.
Wasn't even a factor.
And LT retext his message and their message and said, sorry about that. I mean, under Donald Trump's successful business, people feel his tax cuts will allow them to keep their money. I mean, I get it. But I also know that the tax cuts and breaks really don't hit you until you can get in that tax bracket where it does affect you. And so, I mean, hey. We're going to see. That's all I can say. We are going to see.
We're going to see. To Telly's point, speaking of seeing, we come back. We obviously, yesterday, we needed to just take a break from our standard segments and focus on how we were feeling and our reactions to the outcome of the election. We come back, though, we are going to get into our truth swiping. It's been a minute, Telly. Mm-hmm. So today, we come back. We're getting to our truth swiping. Are you swiping right or left? Truth be told, with DT and Telly, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right. right, Truth Nation. I know we had a number of callers. If you can call back, our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. We had to take a break, and we understand that y'all got lives, too. So if you can call back, do we have any callers, Ricky, or is everybody gone? I get it. People like, I can't be on hold for 10 days. I get it. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. You can stream and watch Telly and I live, as well as all of your favorite Truth stations, your Truth co-hosts. We're bringing it to you live right now. You can stream and watch Telly as we continue to discuss the outcome of the presidential election. Telly, how was your day yesterday? Did you notice anything different in terms of the temperature of people? Just was it normal? Was it a typical?
It was, I can honestly say it matched the weather. It was dreary. People, there was a lot of disappointment, especially with the people that I spoke with. I mean, there was a few people that kind of felt like I did in terms of like, kind of felt like this was going to happen. But it's also another thing for it to actually become reality. And so, yeah, the mood yesterday, DT, from everything that I was around, it was different. You could tell it was different. You could tell that something happened and it affected a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
And so, speaking of affected a lot of the people, it's been a while, Telly. We got to give the people what they deserve and what they want. So we are going to, Ricky, we're going to hit Truth Nation with our weekly truth swiping. This is where I'm going to share with you and Telly six hot topics taking place in our community. And Telly is going to let us know whether he is swiping right, if he's feeling it, or swiping left, if he's not. And you could definitely join in and help Telly out with how you feel. And again, our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. Let's hit him with the truth swipe, Ricky.
Welcome to Truth Swiping, the game where you swipe right if you agree with the pop culture headline or swipe left if you give it a complete two thumbs down. DT, Telly, and DJ Ricky, tell us, which way you swiping today?
Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, during her concession speech yesterday at Howard University in the nation's capital, expressed deep gratitude and resolve, acknowledging the disappointment of the election outcome while urging Americans to keep fighting for freedom, fairness, and dignity. She pledged that she would never give up on ideals like democracy, women's rights, and safety from gun violence, affirming her commitment to continue the struggle for equal justice and opportunity.
I'm going to swipe right because I feel like sometimes in life you got to do things that you may not want to do. And I'm sure that was something that she did not want to do. But I'm hesitant swiping right because you're saying you're going to continue to fight. What does that look like? Does that mean that you're going to start your campaign for 2028? Or, I mean, after you take you a break? Or does that mean you're going to find other ways and other capacities to serve and continue that fight? So I'm going to swipe right, but I'm very interested to see how that fight continues and how that looks.
I agree. So definitely more to come. And, you know, technically speaking, she is still the Vice President of the United States.
Mm-hmm. For a couple more months. Yeah. Yeah.
She is still the VP of this country. Now, Maxwell Frost, speaking of election outcomes, is the first Gen Z member of Congress. He won a re-election in Florida's 10th district with 61.8% of the vote. And we all know that Florida is a very red.
Oh, my God.
Red state.
Stop sign red.
the stop sign red. So this young brother, Maxwell Frost, beat his Republican opponent in the election, Willie Montague, who received 38.2% and expressed gratitude to his supporters. So despite Frost's wins, Republicans will still hold 20 of Florida's 28 congressional seats.
Mm.
But they do have a young brother now.
That must be a bad brother coming up. I'm going to swipe right because that's a tough state to make any leeway in. And I mean, like you just said, 20 of the 24 seats are held by Republicans. So you definitely stand out, brother. Keep the fight going. I know Andrew Gillum, he was trying to make headway down in Florida and only got so far. But, man, kudos to you, brother. Keep it going. Swiping right.
Yes, and more outcomes of the general election day. Texas Democrat Jasmine Crockett was reelected to the United States House of Representatives. She won reelection in District 30 with 85% of the vote against Libertarian Jamar Jefferson. So Jasmine Crockett became a rising star in the Democratic Party and actually joined the Truth a few times. She was on Noni and Benjamin's show for Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. She was the national co-chair, and her campaign focused on expanding healthcare access, boosting the economy, and supporting small businesses. So congratulations to Jasmine Crockett, who won re-election in District 30, which is in Texas, as a Democrat.
Oh, man.
She's back in the House.
Yes, yes. Swiping right. Always got to swipe right for friends of the show and friends of the Truth. But it's also good to know that there are people out there that still get elected for their qualifications and nothing else. And so kudos to Jasmine Crockett. Absolutely. I'm so glad that she was reelected and she can keep the good work going.
I love seeing all the younger people, like the Gen Zers and the younger millennials. I love that, because if I see one more 78-year-old person.
I mean, that is so true. Like the Maxine Waters, and y'all did y'all work. Y'all have served us, but it's time, man. It's time, and it's also good. And DT, you talk about it quite often in your travels, just seeing the young leadership that is coming up and just entrusting them to keep the torch, to pass the torch. So kudos to Jasmine Crockett.
Like your brilliant daughters. Please, they're in school now. Please, please consider running for office. All right. Speaking of black people winning, Monroe Nichols becomes the first black mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mm. He declared victory in the Tulsa mayoral race, and he will be the city's first black mayor over a century after the Tulsa race massacre. And in his acceptance speech, Monroe Nichols emphasized unity and a vision to make Tulsa the best city in the nation. And I quote, "A victory alone does not guarantee our challenges are behind us, but it provides us the opportunity to build a brighter future." Monroe Nichols, first black mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Monroe Nichols, I'm swiping right, my brother. Congratulations to you. And that is a historic place to become the first black mayor. And the best of luck. And I hope that he is able to get in there and make monumental strides. That is awesome. I'm always for, you know, young black leaders and that have a vision for the future and can speak to the people that are in their generation. So kudos to him.
Yes. Congratulations to Mayor Nichols. I'm actually going to be in Tulsa next week. And I'll just leave it at that.
Hey. You might
you know how I am. Hey. Oh, trust me. I don't go to cities just to be going. Like, there's an agenda, trust me. Yeah. So more to come on that.
Nice.
Telly, are you swiping right or left on this? Republicans are expected to regain control of the US Senate, overturning the Democrats' one seat majority. Now, despite hopes of a late surge, Democratic efforts to flip seats in Texas and Florida fell short. And key losses like Senator Sherrod Brown's defeat sealed the GOP's victory. So the Senate GOP's leadership remains uncertain, with Senator Mitch McConnell stepping down and a leadership race between Senators John Cornyn and John Thune. But the Republicans are expected again to win control of the United States Senate.
I'm swiping left. That is just way too much power that the new president-elect is going to have. If you have the House, the Senate, and the Supreme Court 7-2, that's a lot of power. I'm going to definitely swipe left, because the person that is inheriting all of this power, I don't think it has the right mind frame and capacity and thoughts to be able to handle that type of power. So I'm going to swipe left. And the only thing we can do now is in 2 years, midterm, try to get those, you know, things back. Try to get the House and the Senate back. But for 2 years, it's all GOP.
That's it. Now, our last one. And I was so excited to hear about this. This is amazing news. Angela, also Brooks, has won Maryland's United States Senate seat, becoming the first Black candidate elected to this role in the state. Now, you know, we interviewed Governor Wes Moore of Maryland. So to now have a Black female U.S. Senator, she defeated the popular former Republican Governor Larry Hogan, focusing her campaign on abortion rights, gun control, and her experience as Prince George's County executive. So also Brooks' victory helps Democrats maintain control of a key Senate seat in a high-stakes election year. Man. Go on, U.S. Senator also
man,
Brooks.
Man.
Go on, girl.
I'm going to swipe right for several reasons. I mean, first off, that is so, so great. I mean, because if you're in Maryland, you are right basically connected to D.C. So you can have way more influence on what is going on in D.C. being that close, number one. Number two, shout out to one of my fraternity brothers who went to high school with her, and he like, oh man, he was like, yeah, I forgot what high school it was, but he gave her a shout out. I was like, yeah, our high school produced a U.S. senator. And so that is great when you know somebody, and that is the point of bringing some realism to it. Bring it like that's a real person that you could have went to high school with, and now she's a U.S. senator and a very, very important state. So, man, swiping right 5 times for her. Congratulations.
Right.
Yes.
Well, shout out to also, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you our truth of the matter. But also, country, Truth Nation, United States, Delaware has also their first female Black U.S. Senator, Lisa Blunt Rochester. So, Delaware their first female Black U.S. Senator. I'm so happy to report that. So, there were some wins for us during this general election day. We come back, Telly and I will give you our truth of the matter. Thank you so much again for tuning in. It is Friday Eve, y'all. Let's get it. You're listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, thank you so much again for tuning in. We greatly appreciate you and hope that you have a great day. My truth of the matter is simply this. The election is over, but it doesn't mean we are. And so I'm going to get up, get out, and get something. And I know each of you that are listening, hopefully, have exactly what you need to do the same. As much as I love this country, as much as I love being an American, I think we have a lot of accountability opportunities when it comes to our government. Policies, legislation, etc. There's a need to reset, and I'm so glad to see a number of our young people getting involved in civic leadership. So that's my truth of the matter, Telly.
Yeah.
The marathon continues.
The marathon does continue, and I know that there's a lot of people that did not get the results that they were hoping for, but as one of our texters said earlier in the show, I survived 4 years of Trump before, I can do it again. And that is kind of where you have to be right now. And because there's nothing you can do about what happened on November 5th. November 5th is in the past. You got to move forward, and you got to figure out what's the best way to do so. And I'm glad, DT, that you brought that question up today in terms of what needs to happen with the Democratic Party moving forward. Because you can't just say, all right, we lost and that was that. You've had two female candidates that were overqualified for the position and lost to someone who was very underqualified for the position. And so, again, there has to be something, a change of strategy or going back to the drawing board to figure out if you want this Democratic Party to move forward successfully, there has to be a change in what you guys have been doing in the past. So that is my truth of the matter. But again, how we started the show with Kendrick Lamar, we're going to be all right. Just got to figure it out. That's all.
A to the man. Thank y'all so much again. Up next, 9 more hours of live consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Kicking us off next, you already know, Professor Sherwin Hughes. Followed by, stay locked in, we got Tori Lowe, we got Carrie Noni, Benjamin, Dr. Ken. This is where you're going to get Milwaukee Black Talk Radio all day long. We love you. Make it a great day. Tell somebody you love them. Lord willing, we will see and hear y'all tomorrow.
Peace out.